It's our pattern in the first Sunday of the new year to have the installation of the elders and deacons.
本教会的传统是在每一年第一个主日崇拜来举行新的长老执事的就职典礼。
And this year the service as a whole will focus on their installation.
今天的崇拜有大部分是在他们的案例的这个典礼上面。
And we'll consider the implications of this passage that was just read for us for the installation of elders and deacons in a local church.
在一个地方的教会，在安立他们的长老执事的时候，我们再来思考今天所念的这段经文。
But first, before we look at elders and deacons, let's think about the significance of induction or installation services as a whole in our culture.
在我们进行这个安立典礼以前，然后我们先来想想看，在这个文化里面，我们对于一些长老执事的案例有怎么样一个态度？
Installation services or induction ceremonies actually have two meanings.
像这种安立或者就职典礼，基本上有两种意义。
On the surface, they have a very happy, optimistic meaning.
在表面上看起来，好像有很多高兴的事情。
Beneath the surface, they also have a more somber, maybe even sinister meaning.
但是在这个表面的下面，确实有另外一层。好像不是那么荣耀那么好的一个意义。
I think about it with me.
好，我们一起来思考一下。
Consider when you graduated from university.
想象说你从大学毕业。
What did the graduation ceremony mean?
大学毕业典礼代表的是什么？
On the face of it, it was a happy occasion.
从表面上面来看，好像很高兴，很愉快。
You celebrate your achievement, and your parents celebrate that they no longer have to pay for you to go to school.
你自己在庆祝你人生的一个阶段结束，你的父母更加的高兴，因为不用再付你的学费。
But beneath the surface, what's really happening?
但是在这个表面很高兴的典礼的后面，是什么事情在发生？
Beneath the surface, what it really means is no more late night parties.
在这个后面就是说没有那种开到三更半夜的这个 party。
No more sleeping in until noontime.
不可以睡到中午。
No more living off your parents' money.
没有再从爸爸妈妈拿到的零用钱。
Now it's time to grow up and get a job and live a normal human life.
这个时候就是要长大成熟成为一个真正的大人，找一个工作，过一个正常的生活。
Well, think about another kind of installation ceremony or induction service.
我们再来想想看另外一种的典礼。
Think about weddings.
想想看一个婚礼。
What does a wedding signify?
一个婚礼代表的是什么？
On the face of it, the happy meaning is, this is the greatest day of your life.
从表面上面来看，那么高兴的日子，你会觉得这是你人生之中最美好的一天。
The bride is dressed like a princess.
这个新娘像一个公主。
The groom is all decked out in a fancy suit.
这个新郎穿着一个很漂亮的西装。
We roll a carpet down the aisle.
这个走道的中间有一个红色的地毯。
And we have a ceremony fit for royalty.
这个典礼好像就是一个皇家的一个典礼一样。
On the face of it, all that's happening.
这表面上面就是所有发生的事情。
But on a deeper level, what's really happening?
但是更深一层是什么事情在发生？
On the deeper level, what a wedding says is, this is it.
在一个更深的层次，婚礼就是说，这个就是这样子啦。
You had one chance, you rolled the dice, and now you're stuck with it.
你只有一个机会啊！你好像这个赌徒摔一个骰子一样，你做了这个决定，那你这辈子都要住在这个决定里面。
Burn that black book of names and addresses.
你要把你以前的那个男女朋友的这个地址、电话全部都烧掉。
No more playing the field.
没有办法，你能够在外面再游玩。
Now, if you're lucky, romance will still continue. But if it doesn't, that's your lot in life.
如果你运气好的话，婚后还有很多罗曼蒂克的生活。如果你没有这个运气的话 ，Well, 你还是要这个在这个生活里面。
Think about another form of installation or induction service in our culture.
好，我们再想一下，在这个文化里面，另外一种的典礼。
Think about 30-year-old birthday party.
想想看，一个30岁的生日舞会。
What does it mean when you turn 30 and all your friends throw you a big party?
想想看，你30岁的时候，你的朋友给你开一个生日的庆祝会。
On the face of it,
在表面上面来看,
it means look at all the friends you have. Look how much people love you.
你可以非常高兴，你有那么多的朋友，很爱你。
On a deeper level,
但是在一个更深的层次,
what they're really celebrating is that it's you that just turned 30 and not them.
他们所高兴的是因为是你已经30岁了，不是他们自己30岁。
On a deeper level, what it really means is your life has been an adventure uphill, growing and expanding up until this point.
真正在更深的层次是说，在30岁以前，你的人生在往上走。
And from here on in, it's a slow descent downhill.
30岁以后，你的人生就是慢慢的一个下坡的路。
Or think about another form of induction ceremony in our culture.
再想想看，在这个文化里面，另外的一种典礼。
Think about police, firemen, or military when they graduate from basic training.
想想看，这个警察、消防员、军人在他们的训练结束以后，
the soldiers will have a dramatic parade.
这个军人会有一个很大的游行。
They'll all be dressed out in their dress uniforms.
他们穿上最漂亮的这个军服。
There'll be a great ceremony.
一个很大的庆祝典礼。
An honoring of these potential heroes.
他们未来将是国家的英雄，他们应该得到他们应该有的尊荣。
On the face of it,
这是表面上面的。
A great positive celebration.
非常正面的，好像很荣耀的一个庆祝的过程。
And they take a picture of this soldier in his uniform in front of an American flag.
站在一个美国国旗前面，这个军人全副军装照一个照片。
And you know on a deeper level what they do with that picture of that American soldier in front of an American flag.
但是你其实应该会想到这张照片在未来会扮演什么样的角色。
Because when he's killed in action, that's the photo they use at the head of his casket.
如果这位军人不幸的在战事中间阵亡的话，就在他的棺木上面放的就是这张的照片。
And so often, installation ceremonies, induction services have a double function.
许多的时候，我们是更深的思考，这样的典礼有两层的意思。
We celebrate our heroes.
一方面，我们为着我们的英雄来庆祝。
And yet there's often an undertone of something else more difficult to come.
但是代表的更深的一层，可能是在未来有更难过的事情会发生。
And we see that same kind of double flavor in the passage that we look at today.
在我们今天所念的这段经文里面，我们也同样看到两层的意思。
First, we see the glory of Jesus as a leader.
我们一方面看到的是耶稣作为一个先知，作为一个领袖所得到的光荣跟荣耀。
Jesus asks his disciples, who do you say that I am? And Peter replies in Matthew chapter 16, verse 16, Peter replies, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
耶稣问他的门徒说，你们说我是谁？ 西门彼得回答说，你是基督，永生神的儿子。
Consider the glory of Jesus.
在这里想想看，耶稣在那个时候有多么大的荣耀。
Jesus, the Messiah for whom Israel had longed for thousands of years.
耶稣就是以色列民族几千年来所期待的那位弥赛亚。
Jesus, the one, the only, the unique Son of the living God.
耶稣是神独一唯一的儿子。
Jesus, from eternity past.
耶稣是从创世以前就存在。
Jesus, who assisted in the creation of all the world.
耶稣参与了整个世界的创造。
Jesus, Lord over all kings, over all rulers.
耶稣万王之王，在万王之王之上。
Jesus, divine, Son of the only God.
耶稣是全能、全知、真的神唯一的儿子。
And here he is acclaimed by a small group, only his disciples, but here he is acclaimed for all of his glory.
就在这个时候, 他对着他小小的一群的门徒, 他得到这些的光荣, 荣耀。
And as he's acclaimed for all of his glory, as all the focus of glory and attention is on him, then what does he tell his disciples?
在这个时候, 他所有的门徒都把所有的尊贵荣耀归给他。 我们来看看, 他告诉他的门徒怎么样的事情。
From that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life.
这个时候耶稣告诉他们说人子要怎么样受苦受难要到耶路撒冷要在祭司长文士的手下受审判然后最后要受死降到阴间。
In this instance, Jesus is not actually yet installed as ruler of the universe.
在这个时候耶稣其实还没有被安立成为整个宇宙的王。
But at least he's recognized as Lord of the universe.
但是在这个时候他的门徒已经知道他是宇宙的王。
And what the disciples see is the glory of his role.
他的门徒已经看到已经预先看到耶稣这个身份所带来的光荣跟荣耀。
And Jesus takes their eyes off the glory, off the honor, and puts it onto the suffering.
但是耶稣把他们的目光、他们的注意力转到这个牺牲、转到服事上面来。
From that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things.
在这个时候，耶稣告诉他们的门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去受许多的苦。
Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. Never, Lord. This shall never happen to you.
彼得就拉着他,劝他说,主啊,万不可如此,这事必不临到你身上。
And of course, Peter was right.
Well, 从我们人的角度来想,彼得的想法当然是对的。
How can the Lord of the universe suffer and die?
一个宇宙中间的王怎么可能受苦?
Who can beat or imprison the Lord of all rulers?
谁可以打败,谁可以把这个世界上面这个万王之王放到监狱里面呢?
Who can bring charges against the Lord of eternity?
谁能够对这个永生的神来提出任何的控告跟这个审判?
Of course Peter's right. He sees who Jesus is and he sees Jesus' glory.
彼得当然是对的,因为他知道耶稣是谁。 他看到耶稣所代表的荣耀。
And Jesus himself understood Peter.
耶稣也很清楚彼得的想法。
Remember as Jesus later on in his life prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, what was his prayer?
我们来想想看,耶稣在离世以前,在科西玛尼园里面的祷告,他的祷告里面是说什么?
Father, let this suffering, let this impending death pass from me.
主啊,求你可以的话把这个苦杯拿开。Father,
take it away.
父啊,求你把它拿开。This
is not how the Son of God should live or be treated.
这个好像不是一个神的儿子所应该要面临的经验跟这个受苦。Think
of how the angels felt.
我们来想想看,天使会怎么样来想?
They would have agreed with Peter.
连天使大概也都会跟彼得的想法一样。Hebrews
1 tells us that from all eternity, Jesus was greater than the angels.
在圣经里面本来就告诉我们,从创世以来,耶稣的地位本来就在所有的天使上面。And
they marvel at the mystery that Jesus could become incarnate, that God could live in flesh.
这个还是一个等古的奥秘,这个神的儿子居然可以降到世界上面来,活在一个肉身之中。
For all eternity, the angels stand around the throne of God, worshiping Jesus.
就在创世以来,所有的天使就在神的宝座旁边,在那边对耶稣带来所有的颂赞跟赞美。And
what could they make of these words?
他们看到这些的话,他们会怎么想呢?
Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things.
耶稣指示他的门徒,他要必须上耶路撒冷去受许多的苦。And
think of the Father himself.
想想看这个天父,
One of the worst things that can happen to parents is to have their children die before they do.
对一个父母来讲, 这个世界上面最痛苦的事情, 莫过于他的儿女在他面前, 去世。
And many of you that grew up in ancestor veneration homes overseas know the crisis it is if the son dies before the parents, or the daughter dies before the parents, and particularly if they die unwed.
我们华人有在这个祖先敬拜的传统里面长大的，一定会非常能够了解这样的思考模式。我们怎么可能想象，就是说我们的儿子女儿在我去世以前就已经离开这个世界，特别是他如果他们还没有结婚的时候就已经离开这个世界，就更加的痛苦。
It is not right that the children should die before their parents.
这个好像不对。 好，这个不是一个自然的过程，是小这个儿女在他的父母去世以前离开世界。
And the father of all love and the father of all justice.
这个代表了爱与公义的神。
At one level, himself would have agreed with Peter.
或许在某一个层次也会赞成彼得所说的这些话。
This is not right.
这个不对。
This should never happen.
万不可如此, 这是必不临到你身上。
And yet, Jesus and the Father know that it is coming, and that this is Jesus' role as a leader of his people.
但是耶稣自己跟天父都知道, 这个是他来到这个世界上面的使命。
He has come on one level to be glorious.
耶稣来到这个世界上面，从一个层次来讲，是得到所有的尊贵跟荣耀。On
another level, he has come to serve and to die.
但是从另外一个层次，他来到这个世界上面是要服侍众人，而且死在十字架上面。Remember
what the Gospel of Mark says.
记得这个马可福音怎么说吗？
The Son of God came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，而且是要把付上自己的生命做多人的赎价。That's
what it meant for Jesus to be a leader.
对于耶稣来讲，作为一个领袖，这是他要付的代价。Not
glory,
不是光荣，
but service and suffering,
而是服侍与受苦。
But this passage is not just about Jesus. It's about all of us who are called to leadership. Think about what Jesus said to Peter. Verse 18. Peter confesses Jesus as Son of the Living God. And what does Jesus say in response?
彼得对耶稣说：“你是基督，永生神的儿子。”耶稣追他怎么回答？怎么说呢？
Jesus says, "Your name, your nickname is Rock, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it."
耶稣对彼得说：“你的名字是石头，我要把我的教会建立在你的身上，阴间的权柄或者是说门不能够胜过它。”
I will give you the keys of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
我要把天国的钥匙给你。凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑。凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。So
here is Peter's commission as a leader.
这个就是彼得成为一个领袖，从耶稣那边所受到的使命。Peter,
the leader, preeminent among the early apostles.
彼得是在早期初代教会的使徒中间扮演一个领袖的角色。The
foundation for the whole church to come.
他是教会的基础。You
are on this rock, I will build my church.
因为耶稣说，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。And
a church which will succeed in the battle against Satan and against hell.
这个教会是要在跟撒旦在对抗的时候，有一天会得胜荣耀。The
gates of Hades will not overcome it.
这个阴间的权柄不能够胜过它。A
church which has the power to tell people that God has forgiven your sins, God welcomes you into heaven.
这个教会有从神来的权柄，能够对这个世界宣告神已经赦免所有的人。透过这个教会，我们人可以来到这个神的面前，到天国里面。
A church that has the power to tell people, if you do not believe in Christ, your sins will not be forgiven, and you will not go to heaven.
这个教会同样也有权柄对还没有信主的人说，你的罪还没有得到赦免，你还没有办法到这个天国里面。
Think of the glory that's opened up before Peter.
我们想想看，在彼得面前有多么多的荣耀跟尊贵。
Foundation of the church.
它是教会的磐石
，the power to forgive sins，
有这个赦罪的权柄
，the authority to retain sins，
这个有这个权柄告诉人这个罪还没有被赦免
，the ability to stand against Satan，
能够跟撒旦勇敢的站起来对抗
，but is that the nature of his leadership？
但我们来想想看，这个是他领导的风格吗
？Notice what Jesus says to him in verse 24。
我们到第24节来看看耶稣对他怎么说。
If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me.
若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will find it.
凡要救自己生命的必伤掉生命，凡为我伤掉生命的必得着生命。
For Jesus, what did it mean to be a spiritual leader?
对于耶稣来讲，作为一个属灵的领袖代表的是什么？
The focus here is not on the glory of heaven.
在这里，重点不在天国所代表的荣耀，
but on his suffering on earth.
代表的反而是在世界上面的受苦。
What did it mean for Peter to be a spiritual leader?
对于彼得来讲，作为一个属灵的领袖，代表的是什么？
The focus here is not on his role in the early church, not on his ability to proclaim the forgiveness of sins, not on his ability to stand against Satan.
在这里来讲，这个彼得所代表的，作为一个属灵的领袖，不是他在属灵上面所得到的这个荣耀，不是他代表教会里面所他不是他代表教会所具有的权柄。
The focus of his commissioning is on service and suffering.
耶稣给他的使命是服务跟受苦。
If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me.
若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
This is the nature of Christian leadership.
这个是基督教的，或者是我们基督信仰的带领，或者领导的风格。
Jesus led the way for us.
耶稣在我们前面已经做美好的榜样。
Not a path of glory.
他走的不是光荣的道路。
But a path of service and perhaps suffering.
而是一条充满了服事，甚至是受苦的道路。
And where Jesus went, he called his subordinates to go.
他耶稣往这个受苦服事的道路上面去走的时候，他也带领他的门徒一起来走。
He commended Peter, but then said Peter's path would not be one of glory, but would be one of service with suffering.
他呼召彼得来跟从他，但是他的呼召是彼得走的不一定是光荣的道路，而是服事与受苦。
To Peter, leader of the early church, he said, "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me."
对着这一位未来的初代教会的领袖，这位彼得使徒，他说：“若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。”
And of course, this does not apply merely to Jesus, our Lord.
这个当然不只是代表着我们的主耶稣基督。
And it doesn't apply merely to Peter and other church leaders.
这样的受苦跟服事也不只是彼得跟当时的教会的领袖。
This is a call which is incumbent upon all of us.
这个是对我们每一个人的呼召。
If anyone would come after me,
若有人要跟从我
，he must deny himself, take up his cross and follow me.
就当舍己背起他的十字架来跟从我。
This is Jesus' expectation not just of the heroes of faith.
这个是耶稣对我们的期望, 不是希望我们, 期待着成为一个英雄,
not just of leaders in the church.
他期待的我们不只是教会的领袖。
The heroes of the faith are heroes because they led the way.
他期待我们不只是星星的英雄, 他们是英雄因为他们在我们的前面, 带领我们的脚步。
The leaders of a church are called leaders because they're expected to lead the way.
教会的领袖, 我们把它叫做领袖, 因为他们期望他带领我们。
But God calls us all, Jesus calls us all to follow in the path of service and suffering.
但是耶稣在这里, 耶稣所呼召我们的, 是走一条服事受苦的道路。
There's something convenient about honoring heroes.
我们来想想看, 我们对这个英雄来给他一些尊敬跟这个, 荣耀的时候, 有一些很方便的这个想法。
Many of you will know the name Pat Tillman.
或许我们听到一个人的名字叫做Pat Tillman。
Tillman played football for the Arizona Cardinals in the NFL.
他是一个美式足球队的一个职业球员, 在Arizona的一个, Cardinals这个球队。
And he turned down a multi-million dollar contract in order to enlist in the armed forces and serve overseas in Afghanistan.
在几年以前, 他放弃了一个数百万美金的一个合约, 他放弃了他美式足球的这个, 职业, 他从军到, 阿富汗去, 去, 参与作战。
And he served and he suffered and he died.
他服侍, 他受苦, 很不幸的, 他离开了这个世界。
And our papers were full of pictures of Tillman the hero.
在我们的报纸里面有很多的这个 Tillman 英雄的照片。
And his former team retired his number to give him honor and glory.
他以前的球队把他以前的号码, 挂在一个, 架子上面, 来, 纪念他对魏国, 的贡献。
And the nice thing about honoring him as a hero is that we feel good about the fact that, well, he's done it, and maybe we don't need to.
但是我们更深的来思考在这样的一个尊敬的过程中间, 我们真正的思考是什么? 是不是说我们很高兴因为他已经去了, 所以我们不用去?
This is the special path for heroes.
这些, 光荣的事情好像是对一些英雄一个特别的道路。
But I'm just an ordinary fellow, and I will just walk an ordinary path.
Well, 我只是一个普通的人, 所以那条路不是我的, 我只要走一条普通的道路。
Jesus blazed the path of service and suffering.
但是我们来想想看, 耶稣走这一条是服事与受苦的道路。
Jesus called Peter and the early disciples and all church leaders to a path of service and suffering.
耶稣也呼召 彼得呼召早期的使徒教会的领袖同样走上这一条服事与受苦的道路。
But Jesus never said this is the path for all the special people, all the holy people, all the dedicated people.
耶稣没有说这条道路是对那些特别的人, 对于那些对神特别服事特别有心志的人, 对于那些圣洁的人。
If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross and follow me.
若有人要跟从我, 就当舍己, 背起他的十字架, 来跟从我。
As we begin this new year together,
我们今天在这一期, 一起来庆祝这个 2005年的开始,
we offer honor and respect to our elders and deacons.
我们当然来尊, 尊敬, 感谢我们的长老与执事。
But we remind them that this path is not one of glory, but one of service, even sometimes sacrificial service.
但是在这里也要对各位长老执事的提醒, 这条的道路不一定充满了荣耀, 会充满了许多的服事, 甚至有时候有些受苦的服事。
But as we remind them of these things, we also call ourselves to this path, all of us.
但是我们今天在, 这个, 进行这个长老执事的这个就职的时候, 我们来思考这段经文，想到这段经文不只是对他们来适用，也适用到我们每一个人的身上。
All of us who are God's children share in His glory, and we share in His love.
我们神的儿女在主的里面与主一起享受他的荣耀，他的爱。
And yet we're all called to the same path of service and sacrifice.
但是不要忘记，我们也是被呼召走这一条服事与受苦的道路。
If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me.
若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Concretely, what would this mean for us?
好，我们具体一点来思考，这个在这段的经文对我们是怎么样的意思呢？
Let's be honest about it.
我们很诚实的来面对这段经文。
It's unlikely that any of us will be called actually to take up the cross and physically suffer, physically die for the sake of the gospel.
在今天的时代，大概很少人，甚至没有人会被要求真正背起一个木头的十字架，甚至被钉在这个十字架上面。
Let me restate that more carefully. It's unlikely that any of us will ever end up suffering physically and dying for the sake of the gospel.
或许更精确一点的来讲，在座很少的人或许会为了福音的缘故，受伤害，甚至是死亡。
That is, some of us may be called, but we may not follow the call.
我们中间有的人或许得到这个呼召，但是好像不一定每个人都会遵循这个呼召。
Some of us may be called to go in the path of gospel proclamation or of service in countries where that is likely to lead in our early demise.
或许有的人，我们中间有人是被呼召要把福音传扬在一个福音受到压迫的国家，在这样的情况之下，或许如果是真正进行这样福音的传播，这个人会受到一些伤害，甚至是生命的危险。
But even if we are called, even those who obey that call, still that won't be that big a percentage of us.
或许我们中间有人有这样的呼召，或许我们中间有人会回应这样的呼召，但是在座那么多人中间，大概不是很多人有这个呼召。
What does the call of service and sacrifice mean for all of us, not just the few who end up going?
对于我们这边大多数的人，这个受苦与服事的呼召代表的是什么呢？
It doesn't mean suffering and death.
这个不一定是肉体上面的受苦、伤害跟死亡。
But does it mean that we live our lives as usual?
但是从另外一面来讲，是不是代表我们就过我们平常的生活？
If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross and follow me.
若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
This has to have some implication for how we spend our leisure time.
这段的经文教导我们，是不是给我们一些原则，帮助我们来决定怎么花我们这个空余的这个时间。
Whether we spend our leisure time exploring fun, exciting hobbies or serving other people.
我们是把我们空余的时间来发展我们个人的兴趣，还是我们来服侍我们周围的人？
It has to have some kind of implication for all of us and how we use our finances.
今天的经文同样的也会有对我们怎么样使用我们的金钱有使用的这个原则。
Whether we spend our money, our surplus money, on luxury cars and luxury homes.
我们可以把我们多余的钱花在名贵的跑车，花在一个豪宅。
Or whether we spend our surplus money on caring for people here and abroad, in material needs or in the gospel.
但是我们也同样来思考，我们多余的钱是否可以用在这里，用在世界各地，用在这个物质上面的需要，或者是福音的广传。
It has to have some kind of implication for how we live together as a church.
这段的经文也告诉我们，给我们一些原则，我们作为一个教会的肢体，怎么样共同的来生活。
Whether we look to other people to serve us.
我们是期望别人来服侍我们。
Or whether we throw our lives into service of others, both inside the church and outside.
还是把我们自己的生命倾倒在别人的前面，服侍我们周围的人，服侍教会外面的人。
It has to have some kind of implication this year as we raise our children.
在这段的经文在今年也给我们一些原则，帮助我们来教导我们的儿女。
Whether we spend all of our efforts getting them into the best schools and giving them the best kind of hobbies and every possible opportunity for enrichment.
我们是不是把他们所有的时间都放在这个才艺班，在这个课后的活动，在各种课外的这个活动上面？
Or whether we spend some of our time with them, teaching them how to care for other people in the path of service, even if it entails sacrifice.
还是我们花一点我们的时间跟他们在一起，跟他们分享我们怎么样来服侍我们周围的人，而且这个服侍有时候带来是你个人的牺牲。
Jesus welcomes us all to share in his love and his glory.
耶稣希望我们每一个人，耶稣也欢迎我们每一个人与他分享他的荣耀跟爱。
Jesus calls us all to share in his path of service and of sacrifice.
耶稣呼召我们每一个人走这一条服侍与受苦的道路。
It may not mean suffering or death. For most of us, it won't.
对于我们在座大多数人来讲，这个不代表着我们的肉体会受到伤害，甚至是死亡。
But for each of us, and especially for those who become leaders, it must entail service and sacrifice.
但对我们大多数人来讲，特别是今天的教会领袖，这个所代表的一定是服侍与受苦。
So when you see the installation of elders and deacons,
所以待会你看到执事长老的安立典礼。
Think not of the perks of leadership, the honor and the respect.
不要想到他们所会得到的特权与尊荣与这个尊敬。
Think about the call of service and sacrifice that's on their lives.
你要想到神在他们生命中间给他们的呼召，神呼召他们来服侍。来受苦。
And pray for those.
为他们祷告。
Those who lead the small groups and home groups.
为我们教会分区的查经班，各个的分区的团契的带领人来替他们祷告。
Those who lead ministries.
为各个不同的圣工领导的人来弟兄姐妹来祷告。
Those who serve as your elders and deacons and pastors.
为我们的传道人为我们的长老执事来为他们祷告。
That they will be faithful to this call of God and their lives.
帮助他们为他们祷告，使他们能够在他们的这个呼召的工作里面能够忠心的来侍奉。
Pray that they will be faithful in service and in sacrifice.
帮助他们为他们祷告，让他们在他们的服侍与受苦上面来忠心的侍奉。
And consider how you might join them.
也自己来思考一下，是不是有一天我也可以参与他们的服事。
And assist them.
帮助他们。
In this path of service and sacrifice.
一起在这个服事与受苦的道路上面来同工。
If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me.
若有人要跟从我，就当舍己。背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we ask that you would be with us.
天父，我求你与我们同在。
That we would not be so familiar with Jesus' words that they would wash off us like water off a duck's back.
帮助我们对于耶稣的话语能够能够记在我们心里，不要被这个大水很容易的冲走。
Be with us that we might joyfully walk a path of service and sacrifice.
天父，我求你与我们同在，在我们走这个服侍与受苦的道路的时候，能够忠心的喜乐的侍奉。
We ask for your grace in Jesus' name.
我们求你的恩典常与我们同在，奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Please rise with me as we respond in worship. 大家请起立。